expressed is our thoughts with the families of those killed and the Chadian people, because as you rightly said, this is not the first time. There have been several attacks targeting them in their area, and many of them have died, of course, because of this. So our thoughts are with the families, regretting and expressing our sympathies with them. Second thing is to condemn with the highest energy possible on these attacks, because this is not tolerable, particularly at a time when the Malian government and armed groups are busy looking for ways to find a lasting solution to this conflict. So it's that sympathy for the families of the victims and also the total rejection and condemnation of these attacks.
Has the mission launched an investigation into this latest round of attacks? And what is the AU mission doing about this?
Well, as you know, the troops are under the command of the United Nations through its mission in Mali, MINUSMA. So the AU doesn't have a direct role with regard to what happens about the military contingents on the ground. But of course, because we have military advisors and we do work collaboratively with the MINUSMA, we will be happy to provide any assistance with regard to the investigation to go to the bottom of these recurrent attacks targeting what we consider soldiers of peace.
What does this make of the ongoing talks between those armed groups and the government, since, you know, the UN is playing a significant role in trying to ensure there's peace and law and order restored in that part of the country, which is part of your mission as well?
That is correct. But, you know, there is a division of labor. Until the transformation of the African-led international mission for Mali, AFISMA, in July last year, we had direct responsibility for all these issues that are happening, because we had the control over the military contingent, the police, as well as the civilian. Since that transformation, the military and the police role have gone to the UN. But because we have a mandate also to deal with the security situation, we do work with the UN on the security issues through various mechanisms that have been put in place, as well as through our Nouakchott process that aims to bring about a collaborative work between the countries of the region, because our view, and this is not contradicted by any other observer, is that given the enormity of the challenges being faced by the countries, none of them on its own can face the gamut of challenges that are there. So they must collaborate. So we work on the security issues from this perspective.
So what is next following this unfortunate attacks that possibly some people suggest might continue, because these people who launch these attacks keep continuing that, you know, wantonly?
That is true. That is why it is necessary to have the peace process concluding with a peace agreement, so that we know now that these armed groups, because you have various types of armed elements in the region, you have those that are only engaged in terrorist activities, and you have those that seem to have a political agenda. I think these are the ones that are now at the negotiating table in Algiers. So once we get a peace agreement with these groups, the space will be a bit clear, such that we would know now that those that are now engaging in these activities are only criminal and terrorist elements that must be sought and fought by all means. So that is why it's very, very important that a peace agreement is found and quickly, so that we can make these necessary